And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hardline Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives rejected Kevin McCarthy's speakership bid for a 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th time on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
No member-elect having received a majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
No speaker election has been this drawn out since the dysfunctional era leading up to the U.S. Civil War in the mid-1800s.
McCarthy
failed to secure the backing of 218 lawmakers needed to succeed Democrat Nancy Pelosi as speaker. Without a leader, the House remains frozen, unable to even swear in newly elected members, let alone hold hearings, consider legislation, or scrutinize Biden and his administration.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. Ukraine dismissed as a trick a unilateral order by Russia for a 36-hour ceasefire starting on Friday, and the leaders of the United States and Germany said they were sending armored fighting vehicles and a boost for the Kyiv government. Both countries agreed to train Ukrainian soldiers on how to use them in a statement. China is seeking to minimize the possibility of a major new COVID-19 outbreak during this month's Lunar New Year travel rush following the end of most pandemic containment measures. The Transportation Ministry on Friday called on travelers to reduce trips and gatherings, particularly if they involve elderly people, pregnant women, small children, and those with underlying conditions. The call stopped short of asking citizens to stay home entirely, as the government had since the pandemic began. This is VOA News. Police in Kenya are investigating the death of a local LGBT activist whose body was found stuffed in a metal box. The body was found on Wednesday on a road in the west of the country. LGBT people living in Kenya have often decried discrimination and attacks in a country where sex between men is illegal. Kenya is a largely conservative society. And the president has in the past said that gay rights are a non-issue in the East African country. Mexican security forces have captured a major cartel leader ahead of a visit by U.S. President Joe Biden next week. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
A wave of violence swept through Mexico's Culiacan city on Thursday as security forces clashed with gang gunmen after the arrest of Ovidio Guzman, a key figure of the Sinaloa cartel and son of drug baron Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Witness video showed vehicles on fire and passengers on a commercial flight diving for cover as gunshots rang out at the city's international airport. Shots were fired as another plane flown by the Mexican Air Force taxied on the runway. Authorities in Culiacan shut schools and told people to take shelter.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Early revelations from a memoir by Britain's Prince Harry have hit the newsstands. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Britain's Prince Harry says his older brother and heir to the throne, Prince William, knocked him to the floor during a 2019 argument over Harry's American wife, Meghan, in his much-awaited memoir, which went on sale days early in Spain on Thursday. The book was due to be published on January 10th, but the Guardian newspaper printed leaked excerpts overnight, and Reuters and other media have been able to obtain Spanish-language versions that went on sale early. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Kilauea volcano in Hawaii began erupting on Thursday, the U.S. Geological Service said. Its volcano alert level was raised to red after an evaluation of the eruption and associated hazards. USGS said the volcanic gas, which consists of sulfur dioxide and other gases, could produce a visible haze of volcanic smog known as VOG. VOG has the potential to generate airborne health hazards for residents and visitors, causing breathing difficulties and damage to agricultural crops. Find more on these stories on our website and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.